If emotions had smells, what would something like self-pity smell like?
This is Just a Minute with Barbara Lardner, author, teacher, and creator of hannahscupboard.com.
It's said that some animals can smell fear. Of course, they'd probably have no interest in smelling self-pity because what good would that do them? Actually, what good does self-pity do us? I picture it smelling sweet, like the kind of sweet that makes you sick to your stomach, nauseating. Self-pity seems pretty harmless, but it's not, and it should be cut out without mercy like a cancer. I know because I once had a long love affair with that stinky emotion, and it was none too happy when we broke up. You have to be very firm with the first whiff of self-pity. When you're filled with it, who is at the center of your world? You are, not God, who should be. What's the fruit of self-pity? Lack of trust in God, despondency, discouragement, the victim syndrome, anger, resentment, wasting time, on and on. I can't think of one good thing that comes out of it, can you? No matter how deep its tentacles in your life, you can be completely free. Refuse to let its foul aroma stink up your life anymore. Then you can become the aroma of Christ and spread the fragrance of the knowledge of Him everywhere, a smell worth putting on every day. This is Barbara Lardner from Hannah's Cupboard. Thanks for listening.
Be sure to visit Barbara at her website, www.hannahscupboard.com.